it is absolutely preposterous. If these people are patriotic, if they love the country and the citizens that they want to serve, they should have donated or contributed that money to erect primary schools, to renovate primary schools, to build hospitals, so that they themselves will not need to engage in medical globetrotting. They don't need to come to America anymore. They would not need to come to America anymore. They would not need to go to London anymore.
There are reports of former President Goodluck Jonathan joining the APC and people pressuring him to become a presidential candidate. Some people are saying his candidacy is controversial in itself. There are two different opinions about whether he qualifies legally or he doesn't. What do you make of this?
If you listen to my friend, Mr. Femi Falana, he explained to the nation why he is not qualified. But his position is the Constitution of Nigeria indicates that one person, a citizen, can only be sworn in twice for a total sum of years of 8. Now, if he had already spent 6 years, if APC succeeded in imposing him, he will only spend 2 years. Then the Bola oligarchy will come in again, which is their game. Now, let's consider their own position, that, hey, it's not retroactive. Yes, let's say, assume it's not retroactive. We are still falling into the traps of northern oligarchy. If he spends 4 years, they will say he has gone twice. If he has gone twice, then he cannot go again. Northern oligarchy will come in and Nigeria will be in a deeper problem.
Some people are also suggesting that the opposition PDP itself appears to be divided. They are fighting among themselves. They don't know when their election will be to choose their candidate, their postponement, their legal cases, and all. How is the terrain looking like? It appears there's a lot of confusion going on everywhere.
Yes, if you read your Bible well, if you read your Holy Quran well, I don't know what it says in our own traditional book, if that's one. When human beings were very rebellious to God, God threw confusion into their midst. Now, PDP, in the last election, did not allow any southerners to contest because in their own constitution, it is believed that it is zoned to the north. Now, when we talk of zoning, they look at who is ruling Nigeria now. Now that Atiku did not win, they are saying, well, zoning does not apply now. Zoning does not apply. How fair is that to the southerners in PDP? That is why there is confusion. So when you look at it, it is still the northern oligarchy's game plan.
Let's look at the Electoral Commission itself. It came up with a timetable about organizing elections. What are your thoughts about how the elections will be organized next year? Because the chairperson of the Electoral Commission is confident that the election will be very transparent and credible.
Well, if you look at the previous election, INEC is concerned with if we tamper or tamper with this election, what will the reaction of the people be? And what I prescribe to them is let every Nigerian register with INEC and indicate I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a PDP, I'm SAA, I'm NCP. On the primary, on the day of the primary, which will be scheduled for one day in the entire nation, let everybody vote. How many people, how many delegates can they buy? So all this nonsense will have been stopped. But INEC will not listen to that argument.